Hello, Audio Boomland. I'm here in Folkestone for the 2015 eclipse of the sun, and it's very disappointing at the moment because there is no sun. It's very cloudy. It looks very dark, but not pitch dark at all at the moment. It just looks like we're going to have a heavy rain storm because there's so much cloud. So I'm going to stay here for a while and see just how dark it goes. I remember the 1999 eclipse we had on August the 11th. I was down at my brother's for that, and it was a beautiful sunny day. We were down in my mum's garden, actually. And we took photos of the eclipse by holding up a piece of white paper, and then my brother got one of his lenses from his telescope and held it so that the reflection would shine on the paper. You'd see the shadow, and you could see the lens, the shape of the lens changing to a crescent because the moon was passing over the sun. So it started as a circle, and you could see the progress of the moon passing across the sun that way. So you didn't actually look directly at it because you're not supposed to. And everything went really, really quiet that day. But today, the seagulls are still making a noise, probably because you can't actually see the eclipse happening, so they're probably not aware of something weird happening. I know in 1999, all of a sudden, it went quiet. All the birds shut up, and it felt a lot colder. But at the moment, it's rather disappointing. Not sure what the time is, but they said the best viewing time for it to be complete down in the southeast is about 9:31, and we'd get about 84% coverage, which is about just over 4/5 coverage. So not a full eclipse. I think the further north you go, the more coverage you get, obviously to do with the angle of the planet and everything. So we will just see what happens. But at the moment, it's just looking very grey. Seagulls are still going. They're not that bothered at all. I think it's going to be a huge anticlimax here, really. It just looks like a very grey day. And sort of day when we're going to have a real heavy rainstorm. Although, because it's cloudy, it just looks a flat grey rather than having lots of clouds. And of course, even if it's not a complete coverage, you're still going to get a reasonable amount of light because the sun's light is so powerful. So, not very exciting, really. I thought I'd come out here and do an audio boo, just in case. But certainly no evidence of an eclipse in the sky. Feels like it's a bit colder, but that's about it, and a bit breezy, and as we're by the sea, well, what can you expect? So, not very exciting at all, really. And sadly, there won't be any more eclipses in the UK like this in my lifetime. So I'll have to go abroad if I want to see any more proper ones. Oh well, such is life. We can't control Mother Nature. If she decides she wants the curtains pulled, she will have them pulled. If she wants a lie in, well then so be it. But that's it, really. Nothing exciting at all. It's just very dark, but it doesn't look like night time. Or even twilight, so that's it really. My stupid tweets are going off. Shush. Go away. I'll look at you in a while. Yeah, that was a bit of an anti-climax. I don't know what the time is. 9:33. So it should be at its fullest by now.
That's about it, really. It's just very grey.
Very grey and boring.
Well, might as well go indoors. Nothing exciting happening.
It's a lot warmer in here. Let's go and lock the door. Big anticlimax, really, because the birds weren't aware of it being an eclipse. Then, obviously, they didn't realise that there was a great phenomenon happening and they were still making a noise. Oh, much warmer in here. It's been quite cold the last few days, so I've got the heating back on. It usually goes off at 8:30 in the morning and I've changed the thermostat. I've put the thermostat temperature up because it's set to a lower temperature once the heating goes off, so I've turned the temperature back up and it's come back on, so it's all warm and cozy in here, and just all very grey and horrible out there. It looks like it's gone a little darker. It's sort of as dark as it would be just before sunrise and that, but otherwise it's a bit of a letdown. Very boring, really. So I'm going to sign off for now because I have washing up to do and things. I've got builder coming round about 11. Hopefully he's going to put in a doorbell because this house doesn't have a doorbell. So he's going to put the doorbell up. I've got a mirror for the bathroom. And hopefully he can fit the baby gate to go across the kitchen door, because there's not actually a door on the kitchen. So I'd like to have a baby gate, just so Kinsey can watch for me without getting in the way. He's very good. He doesn't come into the kitchen very often. He knows his place, but it's handy to have it there anyway. Okay, well, from a very disappointing 2015 eclipse, I shall sign off and see you all later. Bye-bye.